An idea you only ever defend is a belief, not a tool. So here is the case against the thing we just built, the three strongest ways it fails. Two of them might be survivable. One of them is the whole ballgame, and it has not been settled. We have a mechanism, a fixed menu of merits, a random draw of which ones count, a threshold, a lottery. If it's real, it survives its best objections. If it only survives its weak ones, it's an essay, not a proposal. Three attacks, hardest first. Attack 1. Someone has to decide what goes on the menu, and someone has to run the random draw. Whoever controls those two things is the new gatekeeper, which means we've moved the capture, not removed it. This is real, and it does not go away. Gibbard already told us manipulation can't be eliminated, only contained. So the honest answer isn't denial, it's containment. Keep that control thin, public, audited, and in the hands of a separate body that can't rewrite the menu to suit itself. The surface you can capture shrinks from a whole class down to one visible procedure. Smaller, not gone. Attack 2, and this is the one that decides everything. The menu only works if these capacities can actually be measured. Can they? For some, surprisingly, yes. Philip Tetlock's forecasting tournaments found that good judgment is real, that it's measurable, that it holds steady from one year to the next, and, the crucial part, that training which raises the score raises real accuracy with it, not just the score. But that's the easy case. Wisdom can be measured too, except it swings with the situation, so you need many readings, not one. And some things, integrity above all, may not be measurable honestly at all. If a capacity can't be measured, it can't be on the menu. The menu may be shorter than we'd like. Attack 3. The moving target only works because the items are different enough that no single preparation covers them all. So what if one regime, a school, a coach, an AI, could lift many of them at once? Then the target stops moving in any way that matters. Whether that's possible isn't a matter of opinion. It's measurable, menu by menu. And notice the twist. If that one regime works by making people genuinely more capable across the board, that isn't an attack. That's the system doing its job. The only thing to fear is a regime that fakes them all at once. Put the three together, and you get an honest scorecard. The mechanism does not eliminate capture. Gibbard settled that. It shrinks it and contains it. It depends completely on whether the merits can be measured, and that runs from yes, clearly, for forecasting, all the way to probably not for integrity. And its central defense holds only if the menu can't be gamed as a single block, which nobody has tested. This is not a finished answer. It's a specific bet, with named ways to lose. And every load-bearing claim has now arrived at the same place. Not more argument, evidence. That is the uncomfortable shape of an idea actually worth taking seriously. It tells you exactly what would prove it wrong. So there is only one honest thing left to do with it. Stop defending it on paper and go find out. Which turns out to be a single concrete experiment, cheap, runnable now, and built to kill the idea early if it deserves to die.